Hello and welcome to Vectis Radio's Speedway Podcast, giving you all the latest news from the White Link Warriors. If you want to get in touch, email vectisspeedway@gmail.com.
Right, I'm here at the lovely sunny Andrew Uni Stadium with the Birmingham manager. Welcome to the Isle of Wight, the sunny Isle of Wight.
Thank you, yeah, I've been coming here for many years for the Speedway, and every time I come the sun shines.
Yeah, well, of course it always shines on the Isle of Wight, but do you have a special chat with your riders when you come into the Isle of Wight, where it's such a large track, or do you leave them to themselves to settle in?
Well, all of our riders have ridden here previously, so they don't need me really to tell them how to ride the track, but we do have a team meeting prior to the start, and I explain to them individually and collectively what's expected of them tonight. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But we have got a good record here, actually. We have got a good record here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, you're expecting great things tonight, and of course, being the Birmingham manager?
Well, you can, in Speedway, it's a funny old game, the injury aspects, the mechanical aspects, the touching of the tapes, there's a lot of things that can go right and wrong. The only thing I will say with any confidence that our lads will go out there and give 100% in every race. Win, lose or draw, they'll give it everything. We're the league champion for the last 2 years, and we've got a reputation to uphold.
Yes, you have indeed. So what do you reckon the result's going to be tonight? Because I'll press you for a premonition. Yeah, it's all low.
Well, I would like to win 60-30, but we won't. But if I win by two, if we can win by 2 points, I'll be more than happy.
Right, well, welcome to the Isle of Wight, and may the best team win.
So long as it's Birmingham.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
I'm Benji Compton, you are listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, I'm here there in the still ever sunny Andrew Uni Stadium, and I'm here with a couple of Birmingham fans. Obvious question, perhaps, but presumably you have come from Birmingham today.
No, we started at Kent yesterday. Went to the Kent match.
All right,
yesterday. Yeah.
A proper Speedway aficionado, then.
I'm afraid so. Yes.
And if it's not a loaded question, how do you find the facilities? You've been here before?
Yes, many years ago on holidays. I've come several times. So.
All right.
I like it. It's a nice little track. It's a big track.
That's
it's
a nice little big track.
Yeah. Nice little big track. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And do you want to give us a name check, just in case you come out on the radio?
Yeah, Michael Jack from Hall Green, Birmingham.
All right, and going to give a premonition for the result?
It's going to be very close, I think, tonight. So yeah. I think there'll be 4 points in it either way, but I can't tell you who's going to win.
No, right, well, may the best team win.
Yeah, I just hope we have a good meeting.
Yeah. Cheers, fella. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Coach Shepherd, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, I'm here with Barry Bishop at the Andrew Uni Stadium. Still light, because it's that time of the year, but a lot quieter than it was half an hour ago. Well, what are your thoughts on the meeting tonight, then, Barry?
I'm pretty disappointed, as you can probably imagine. We were up against it from the start with Tyler's... he withdrew his services from the club over a contractual issue, but I won't go into that. However, it is what it is, so he's now... We'll have a 28-day ban and a fine. So that was the start of the meeting. Mm. You can imagine it's not the best start against a club like Birmingham.
No.
And then the other guys, they need a bit of time to bed in. Kelsey, he will come good, I know. He just needs a little bit of time. And Connor, I was extremely happy with, of course. Chris had a couple of engine issues today and then put it right in his last heat, which he won, of course. So... You have to take the positives on in a day like today, and hopefully Chris will have got his engine configuration set up well for next week, and Connor's already dialed in, and hopefully Kelsey will do the same. Unfortunately, now we've got to go back to the drawing board and find someone to go down with poor Jamie, who's riding more races than anyone else in British Speedway at the minute.
Yeah, Jamie, bless him. And he looks about 12, doesn't he, bless him? But yeah. He rides his heart out, doesn't he? He tries his hardest, thing.
Yeah, he rides his heart out every week, and... he deserves to have that little click, and it will come. He's not far away now. So we will continue to persevere with Jamie and continue to work with him. And the rest of the guys, well, we need a couple more meetings, and then they're all riding for their jobs. We want success at this club, and we need a team that want to deliver it. So. I'm not suggesting that our team tonight didn't want to deliver it. We had a run of bad luck, but that's the long and the short of it is. Ben was great. Connor, for his first meeting, was really good. As he just walks past me.
Good
better,
timing.
Better big
good
him timing. Up. So I was very happy with Connor. And so we just need to put a few things together and it will all click, I'm absolutely sure. So.
Yeah, and of course, as you say, the positives for tonight is a little boy racer goes past. The support's still great, as I've just left the bar there. The bar's full of local supporters, and that's very heartening. It's heartening when the support stays with you, as indeed they should do, because it's going to come good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was great again tonight, so we're fortunate with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to win. I don't want to be a makeup of numbers. But equally, having said that, we have to have a business which is sustainable and a business which can continue to run. And, you know, there is some silly figures bounced around in our league, and it makes it difficult sometimes to get reserves here. But we want the business to be sustainable and a success, and that's where we're going. That's it.
Oh, well, thanks for your time. And, Baron, I believe it's back to Thursday next week, isn't it? Kent Kings?
Yeah, back to Thursday next week. Speedway School on the Tuesday, of course, and next week we've got the Kent Kings, which will be equally as tough a challenge.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll rise to it. Thanks for your time again, Barry. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jamie Seeley, and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
Right, well, we're here having a leisurely drink, just after our commentary spell at the Andrew Eunice Stadium here tonight. It hadn't quite gone the way we wanted it to, Chaz.
No, unfortunately, with the problems we had with Tyler Govier, for contractual reasons, pulling out, it left us with a six-man side again, which wasn't very good, was it?
No, it sort of dropped poor old Jamie Seeley in it again, didn't he? In the reserves, had to come up the order again, which he tried very hard. But yeah, it wasn't to be tonight, was it? The two new signings, Shania, which are
Kelsey Dugard and Connor Coles.
Very good. Yeah, they tried. Connor Coles was very good tonight, and Kelsey, I think, will just taking a bit more of a time to dial into a bigger track again. But yeah, it's just a shame with the two new signings. As I say, if we'd been a seven-man team, I think it would have looked a bit better, don't you think?
Yeah, you've always got the difficulty if you don't have a full side that you're going to be run down. I know Birmingham also had the six-man side, but with Jamie, with no fault of his own, not having as much experience as the other riders he's racing against, it's going to be difficult for him, and it's going to be difficult for the other riders as well, because you've got chances of more rides, and there's not much you can do about it. If you've got a six-man side, you're not going to perform as well, are you?
Yeah, because that's the way Speedway goes. It didn't go the Birmingham Brummies way in Kent last night, but of course they come here and had a pretty convincing win. So yeah, just looking for a bit of luck and having a full seven-man side, and I'm sure things will get better for us very soon.
That's it from the Speedway Podcast. Join us next time for the latest Warriors news. And don't forget to look out for live coverage of home meetings on Vectis Radio.